Welcome to the 21 Seconds Podcast. I'm your host, Colt White. We got five stakes races to look at today, four from Louisiana Downs and one from Sunland Park, including the Mardi Gras Futurity, Derby, and Oaks, as well as the Louisiana Downs Futurity and the West Texas Maturity over at Sunland. Not going to waste too much time. I'm going to get right into my selections right after this. This episode of the podcast is brought to you by Dash Master Jess and Mr. Fulton, standing at Scarlet Hill Farm in Weatherford, Texas. Dash Master Jess is a multiple graded stakes sire with his top runners including Jessa Dash and Angela, Doc McCrocklin, and Jess Master Angel, with his average earnings per starter at over $20,000. The son of Mr. Jess Perry will stand for $1,500 in 2024 and is the sire of Oklahoma Futurity qualifier Liberty for Jess coming up this weekend. Also, Mr. Fulton, the stakes siring son of Corona Cartel, is from the same family of fan favorite and AQHA champion Trump My Record. He's also a half-brother to Grade 1 winner Jet Black Grace, who won the Heritage Futurity a few years ago. 63% of his two-year-olds in 2023 were winners with 25% being stakes winners, his most notable runner so far being the stakes winner Classy Looking Chick. The stout bay stallion will stand for $1,000 this year. Make sure you get in touch with Scarlet Hill Farm at 682-290-5750 and book your breeding today. Let's start it out with Sunland Park in the West Texas Maturity. $108,000 the purse, 400 yards of distance, three-year-olds and up. And this one in a full field of 10. Number one is Muy Peligrosito, owned by Super Champion Incorporated, Eric Valenzuela trained, Sergio Becerra Jr. We'll have the call. Two is Viper Driver, owned by Jill Giles and Ezra Lee, West Giles trains, and the jockey Larry Marquez. Three, Peeves Charlie, owned by Alfredo Perez. This one trained by Gerardo Quinones. I know I butchered that name, but best I could do. And this will be ridden by Daniel Amaya. Four is By My Lady of Corona, owned by Barone Racing LLC and Empire Racing. Marco Flores trains. And the jockey, Luis Garcia. Five is RC Corona King, owned by Jose Rodriguez, another one for Quinones and Sergio Dominguez with the call. Six is the fastest qualifier, KJ Boot Scoot and Jess, owned by John, Kathy Lee, and Ruben Mayers, trained by Wes Giles. Adrian Ramos will be aboard. Seven is Bourbon Colored Man, owned by Nove Racing LLC. James Gonzalez III trains, and the jockey, Christian Cardenas. Eight is Our Secret Habit, owned by Rancho Garibullo LLC, Flores trains, and the jockey, Zay Enriquez. Nine is Shaker's No Secret, trying to defend his title from last year, owned by Abel Lopez, Ethan Lopez, and Manny Dutch over Mark Younger's trains, and the jockey, Christian Ramos. And the 10, Cool Tom Bien, owned by Ramon Trejo, Carlos Gonzalez trains, Omar Iturralde will have the call. My top choice in this one is going to be the 9, Shaker's No Secret, sold at the 2021 Heritage Place yearling sale for $14,000. He is 4-1 on the morning line and a gelded son of Five Bar Cartel out of Shaker Secret by No Secrets here. Ran second in the trials only start this year behind KJ Bootscoot and Jess. Broke near the front in that one, battled and just caught at the wire by a head. Of course, looking to win the West Texas for the second year in a row. Had a great year last year at 3. After the West Texas, he went on to run 7th in the Ruidoso Derby and 4th in the All-American Derby. He's also a finalist in the Refrigerator Championship and the Hobbs America Derby Invitational there at Zia Park. At 2, he was 4th in the Evangeline Downs Futurity as well. That's the only other stake on his resume for Shaker's No Secret. The Texas bred gray, he's had 6 wins, 4 seconds and 2/3 from 20 career outs and 244,000 earnings. And not too bad for a $14,000 yearling. Second, I will take the 6, KJ Bootscoot and Jess. He's 3-1 on the morning line, gelded son of Apolitical Jess out of Exquisite by Ivory James. Of course, the fastest qualifier had a nice break there in that trial and a driving finish just to get up for that win over Shaker's No Secret. He is 2-for-2 this year. Picked up an allowance win in February before his West Texas trial win. At 3, had a pretty successful year, qualifying and running 5th in the Grade 1 Rainbow Derby, and was also a finalist in the La Fiesta Derby with a few wins in a maiden race and an allowance before that. At two, he was third in the West Texas Futurity as well. KJ Boots, Coot, and Jess has been first or second 9 of 16 attempts with 165,000 earnings for the Arizona bred. Third, I'm going to go to the 3, Peeves Charlie, at 8-1 on the morning line. A 5-year-old gelding by One Fabulous Eagle out of Miss Okie Dokie Z-Vibe by Okie Dokie Dale. This one's had a pair of outs this year as well. Ran 6th in an allowance to start the year off at Sunland in early January. Turned around and had a very impressive trial performance a few weeks ago. Was sharp at the break, and that one had a big burst of speed there at the end to end up winning by a length and a quarter going away in the 400-yard distance. I really liked that trial. Don't know if he's going to be fast enough to catch the top two, but it has had a lot of stakes on his resume. Last year, actually didn't even run in 2023. In 2022, was third in the Remington Park Derby at Oklahoma City. Was also a finalist in the Cherokee Nation Stakes at two and was runner-up in both the Lyco Bird and FL Ladybug Stakes at Remington Park in 2021. He's won 4 times with 4 seconds and a third from 11 attempts. Just over $100,000 in earnings for Peeves Charlie, the Oklahoma bred in post 3. And then for 4th, I'll go to the 1, Moy Poligracito. He's also 8-1. Another 5-year-old gelding by One Fabulous Eagle out of Poligracito by Walk Through Fire. He's had a pair of outs on the year, ran 4th in the championship at Sunland Park that first weekend of January. Ran 2nd in the West Texas Trials. Didn't have the best start in that one. I mean, as good as he has in the past, but had a really good closing kick on the outside. Just missed by a head. And that one draws the rail here, though, so I know the rail's tough to win from at Sunland Park. A very nice career for him. Last year, had only a couple of outs, and that was allowance company. Got a 1 win out of that. 2022. Ran 3rd in the West Texas Derby, 2nd in the Ruidoso Derby, and 5th in the All-American Derby before running 10th in the Downs at Albuquerque Fall Championship. And, of course, at 2, had a couple of stakes wins, including the All-American Juvenile and the Southwest Juvenile Championship at Zia Park. He's been 1st or 2nd 9 out of the 15 tries with $416,000 in earnings for the Mexico bred, Moy Poligracito, who draws the rail. So in the West Texas Maturity, I got the 9 Shakers No Secret on top, the 6 KJ Boots, Coot, and Jess for 2nd, 3 Peeves Charlie 3rd, and the 1 Moy Poligracito in for 4th. 9-6-3-1 in the West Texas Maturity. Let's move on to Louisiana Downs, and we'll start with the Mardi Gras Oaks on Friday. Just over $100,000 is the purse, 400 yards of distance, accredited Louisiana bred 3-year-old fillies, and a full field of 10. Number 1, MP Adored. Owned by Guerrero's Racing Stables. Trained by Gilberto Gonzalez, Arturo Alvarez will be up. The 2, She's a Bye-Bye, owned by Israel Flores, Lon Hernandez trains, David Alvarez with the call. 3, JM Texas Blood, owned by Francisco Ortega, Jose Sanchez trains, Luis Vivanco will be in the saddle. 4 is Venus TLC, owned by Carlos Campos, Francisco Campos Sr. trains, Victor Urieta Jr. will have the mount. 5, Prom Queen NR, owned by William Nolan, Roy Roberts trains, Jose Garcia Jr. with the call. Juan Garcia Jr., excuse me. And the 6, Special Wild Train B, owned by Bobby Cox, Roy Roberts trains, Arnulfo Gutierrez will be aboard. 7, Alcala Perry, by Yesenia Nunez, trained by Guillermo Martinez, and Eddie Martinez will be aboard. The 8 is Wendell's Fast Dash, owned by Edgar Huitron, Jesus Lira trains, jockey Leonardo Rodriguez. The 9, Moon and Princess, owned by Efren Ortiz, trained by Alex Clark, Abaldo Luna will have the ride. And the 10, Apolitical Kate, owned and trained by Jose Espinosa, Sabina Reyes will be aboard. So in the Oaks, I'm going to take the 6 on top. Hard to go against her. Special Wild Train B, LQHBA yearling a couple years ago for $20,000. She is 3-1 on the morning line and sired by Freight Train B out of A Special Beauty by Trace Sace. 1-for-1 this year after that trial win. Had a good start in that one. Found another gear late to get up to win by a neck. A very successful year at 2 for Special Wild Train B. Didn't break her maiden until late in the year, but still managed to run second in the Louisiana Juvenile at Delta Downs and was also a finalist in the LQHBA Sale Debutante Stakes. And then broke that maiden before winning a trial for the Louisiana Million Futurity and came back to win the Louisiana Million Finals. So a 4-race winning streak looking to increase to 5 for Special Wild Train B. Been first, second, or third in 6 of 10 attempts. $484,000 in earnings for the Freight Train B filly. Second, I'll go to the 4 Venus TLC. Another one sold at the LQHBA yearling sale for $10,000 in 2022. She is 9-2 on the morning line and sired by the Louisiana Cartel out of Pamplona by First Moonflash. Already a pair of starts this year for Venus TLC. Ran third in a maiden on January 30th, then broke her maiden in the trials here for the Mardi Gras. And that one had a good break. Drifted out a bit late, but still managed to hold on and win by 3/4 of a length. This is the first stakes race for Venus TLC. Has been on the board all but one try, and that was an allowance at Delta Downs in May. Besides that, has the win, 2 seconds and a third from 6 attempts, nearly $11,000 in earnings for Venus TLC. Third, I'll go to the 1, MP Adored, another LQHBA yearling in 2022 for $15,500. She's 7-2 in the morning line and sired by Mr. Pilato out of Adored Big Time by Big Time Favorite. Also a pair of starts for this one on the year. Ran 5th in an optional claimer in February to start things out and then won her trial heat here for the Mardi Gras after a decent start. Had big strong strides late to win by 3/4 of a length at MP Adored. Another one with a very successful 2-year-old campaign last year. Won a trial for the Lassie Futurity to break her maiden her third time out. Managed to run third in the Grade 2 finals for that Lassie Futurity. Was also a finalist in the Grade 1 Lee Berwick Futurity and the Grade 1 LQHBA Sale Futurity, and also ran 6th in the Louisiana Champions Day Juvenile at Evangeline to end the year last year. So she's been first, second, or third, 7 of 12 attempts. Nearly $100,000 in earnings for the Grant Farms bred MP Adored from the rail. And then for fourth, I'm going to go to the 9, Moon and Princess, a $14,000 yearling in Louisiana a couple years ago. 12-1 on the morning line. She's sired by Moon and the Eagle out of Princess of Torts by Corona Cartel. A pair of starts. Both second place finishes this year with second and an optional claimer on February 1st before that runner-up finish in the trials. Didn't get off to a very good start at all in the trial race, but still put in a strong finish to run second, just beaten by 3/4 of a length by Venus TLC. Broker maiden late last year as well, in September at Evangeline, then also won an allowance a month after that. Had a second place in an allowance to end the year. Has been first or second 9 of 11 attempts for Moon and Princess, so might be a good long shot to put some money on here with about $46,000 earnings going into the finals. So on top, I'll go to the 6, Special Wild Train B, the 4, Venus TLC second, the 1, MP Adored third, and the 9, Moon and Princess in there for fourth. 6-4, 1-9 in the Mardi Gras Oaks. Next up, race 7 on Friday's card to Louisiana Downs, the Mardi Gras Derby. Just over $100,000 in the purse. Credited Louisiana Bred's 3-year-olds, Colts and Geldings here, going 400 yards. Number 1, Blood Aztec. Owned by Dania Castellanos, Juan Diaz Jr. trains, Jose Herbert with the call. The 2 is J.W. Corona Dressed, owned by J.W. Owens, Jaime Gonzalez trains, Edel Rodriguez with the call. 3, One Cool Corona, owned by Brian Gunder, Santiago Villaseca trains, and the jockey J.R. Ramirez. 4, Hollywood Eagle, owned by Glenn Jackson, Teddy Guy Jr. trains, Brian Candinosa will be aboard. 5, Hostile Takeover, owned by Luis Castellanos, trained by Juan Diaz Jr., Victor Urieta Jr. with the ride. 6, La Panther Blue, owned by Jorge Balzuda Jr., Jose Carrizales trains, jockey Arturo Alvarez. 7 is He's a Rip, owned by Jose Guzman, Brenda Foster trains, and the jockey Rene Hernandez. 8, TF Itsy Bitsy Jess, Guadalupe Garza Jr., the owner, Emily Jean trains, jockey Rolando Cabrera. 9, Channing's Prize, owned by Christopher Vietoro. Gilberto Rosales Trains. Roman Huerta will be the jockey. And the 10, KP Paint Me a Symphony, owned by Penny Myers. Roy Roberts Trains. Arnolfo Gutierrez will be aboard. So in the Mardi Gras Derby, I'm going to go to the 5, Hostile Takeover on top. So it's 3-1 in the morning line. A gelded son of One Sweet Jess out of Miss Pilot ID by identity theft. 1-for-1 on the year after his trial win. Had a decent start in that one. Dug in late, though, to prevail by a neck to qualify here for the Derby. Had a really nice year at 2. Was a finalist in the Mardi Gras Futurity. Ran 6th in that one, as well as the Lee Berwick Futurity. Was runner-up in the LQHBA Sale Futurity, and also 3rd in the Louisiana Million to end the year last year. So he's been 1st, 2nd, or 3rd in 8 of 11 attempts. 225,000 earnings for Hostile Takeover. No Lasix on the One Sweet Jess gelding and from the Diaz barn. So, you know, he's got a pretty good shot. 2nd, I'll go to the 3, One Cool Corona. Sold at the 2022 LQHBA yearling sale for $33,000. He is 8-1 in the morning line. A gelding by Open Me a Corona. At a PM, Oh She's Fast by He's a Fast Dash. The one that is 1-for-1 on the season. In the trials, had a decent break in that one. Cruised home with ease to win by 3/4 of a length. Did One Cool Corona. Another one with a nice year at 2. First win came in the Lee Berwick Futurity Trials. Qualified in the Louisiana Juvenile and ran 5th. Was also 2nd in the Sale Futurity Trial and then came back to win the Grade 1 Finals at Delta Downs in September. And the final start of the year last year was a 3rd place finish in the Louisiana Million Trials. It's only been off the board the one time, and that was in the Louisiana Juvenile, and has 219,000 in earnings so far in One Cool Corona. 3rd, I'll go to the 1, Blood Aztec at 9-2. A gelding by Apolitical Blood out of Jet Black Jirock by Jet Black Patriot. Got his first win in the trials a few weeks ago. Had a good start in that one. Dueled throughout and won the head bob over La Panther Blue. Also a finalist here in the Derby. Last year at 2, of course, didn't break his maiden until this year, but still had a pretty successful year. Ran 3rd 4 times, a couple of seconds, or 3 seconds, I should say, including in the Louisiana Million Trials. Ended up qualifying to the Louisiana Million Finals and ran 8th in that one, now with $45,000 in earnings going into the finals in the Apolitical Blood gelding. And then for 4th, I'll take the 7. He's a Rip. An $18,000 yearling in Louisiana a couple of years ago. He's 7-2 in the morning line. Sired by Riptide out of R.L. McKenzie by He's a Fast Dash. Ran 2nd in the trials a few weeks ago. Had a good start. That one, a really game 2nd, just missed their 2 Hostile Takeover. Last year at 2. Another one that's been pretty consistent. Was only off the board twice last year. The first time was in a maiden in June at Delta Downs. Ended up breaking his maiden in September and also won an allowance about a month after that before running 2nd in the Louisiana Million Trials and was 6th in the Grade 1 Finals in December. Has been 1st, 2nd, or 3rd 6 of the 10 attempts. Earnings of $68,000 going into the finals. So on top, I'll go to the 5 Hostile Takeover. 3, 1 Cool Corona 2nd, 1 Blood Aztec 3rd, and the 7, He's a Rip 4th. 5-3-1-7 in the Mardi Gras Derby.
When a horse breathes in during exercise, a strong suction force is exerted on the outer walls of the fragile pulmonary capillaries. Think of it like a vacuum cleaner in the air sacs of the lungs, pulling on the outside walls of the capillaries. This, combined with high blood pressures inside the capillaries, causes the capillaries to rupture, resulting in EIPH. By reducing resistance when breathing in, flare strips turn down the suction on the vacuum cleaner in the lungs to reduce EIPH. See the evidence at flarestrips.com.
Moving on to Saturday in the Louisiana Downs Futurity for open two-year-olds going 300 yards, nearly a $400,000 purse in the final. Look at the field. Number one is Corona Marys, owned by Omar Arriga. Jose Sanchez trains, J.R. Ramirez rides. Two is J.J. Fuego, owned by J.J. Sandoval Racing Stables, trained by Juan Diaz Jr., Jose Herbert with the call. The three is Gatlin, owned by Party Time Racing, Jose Espinoza trains, Sabino Reyes will be aboard. Four is Coco Raven for owner Oscar Torres. Raul Galvin is the conditioner, Luis Vivanco in the irons. Five is DK Marnie Jess, CH Horse Racing LLC, the owners. Juan Diaz Jr. trains, Nestor Duran with the call. Another Diaz trainee in the six, RR Favorite Fireworks, owned by Luis Palencia and Manuel Gutierrez will be up. Seven is Voodoo Child SC, owned and trained by Jose Espinoza, Francisco Calderon, the jockey. Eight, Kiss My Maruska, owned by Heavy Hitters Racing Stables, Juan Diaz Jr. trains, Victor Urieta Jr. with the call. The nine is Twinkly, owned by JJ's Custom Build Homes, Jose Sanchez trains, Ali Rivera with the call. And the 10, DM Nighthawk, Juan Servin owns. Daniel Luna, the trainer, Elizar Hernandez will be the rider. So in the Louisiana Downs Futurity, I'm going to take the 8 on top, Kiss My Maruska. Sold at last year's TQHA yearling sale for $88,000. He is 5-2 on the morning line and a gelded son of Kiss My Hawks, out of Miss High Maintenance by Favorite Cartel. Of course, only the one start in the trials. Had a decent start in that one. Pulled away, though, to win convincingly by a length and a half to Kiss My Maruska, of course, from the Diaz barn, which has been hot and will probably stay hot. And wouldn't be surprised if he had the top three or four finishers here in this Futurity. Then for second, I'm going to go to the outside of the 10 DM Nighthawk, sold for $8,000 at the TQHA sale last year. He is 3-1 of the morning line, a colt by Hawkeye out of Mountain Affair by Panther Mountain. Another really impressive trial winner here. Had a great break in that one. Slightly drifted, but was an easy winner, cruising home to win by a length and three quarters to DM Nighthawk, my second selection. For third, I'll go to the 2, J.J. Fuego, a $42,000 yearling at the Texas sale last year. He is 8-1 of the morning line, a colt sired by Highest Fire out of Let Me Dream Longer by First Moon Flash. The Texas bred didn't have the best start at all in his trial heat, but dug in late to win by a half length and will break from post 2 on Saturday. And for fourth, I'm going to go to the 3, Gatlin, a $63,000 yearling at the Texas sale last year. He is 9-2 on the morning line, a gelded son of Flying Cowboy 123 out of Winterette by Big Daddy Cartel. Another trial winner here. Broke sharp, dueled throughout in that one, and had a driving finish to cruise home by a length, did Gatlin from post 3. So in the Louisiana Downs Futurity, go to the 8, Kiss My Maruska on top, the 10, DM Nighthawk second, 2, J.J. Fuego third, and 3, Gatlin for fourth. 8-10-2-3 in Louisiana Downs Futurity. Last race to talk about on this episode, the Grade 2 Mardi Gras Futurity for over $450,000, 300 yards of distance for accredited Louisiana bred 2-year-olds here, and a full field of 10. Number 1 is You Fly, I Buy, by Quadra Tortuga LLC, Santiago Villaseca trains, Elizar Hernandez with the call. The 2 is Pilot Perry, owned by Guerrero's Racing Stables, Gilberto Gonzalez trains, Arturo Alvarez up. 3, Corona 2 Sox, owned by Mark Petrie, Preston Jordan trains, Victor Urieta Jr. is the jockey. 4, This Lady's Leaving, owned by Triple J Partnership, Paul Leal trains, Ricky Ramirez will be up. 5, Blues Train 2. By Prime Meat Market Racing, Luis Garcia trains, Luis Ruiz with the call. 6 is Uzi, owned by Two Kings Racing LLC, trained by Adrian Huitron, Abaldo Luna will be in the irons. 7 is Aniston TLC, owned by Triple J Racing, Roy Roberts trains, and the jockey Arnulfo Gutierrez. 8, He's Bold as Corona, Aciel Charman, the owner. Guillermo Martinez, the trainer. Jorge Garcia up. 9, RF Imperial Choice. Armando Castillo owns. Hector Sanchez trains. Juan Garcia Jr. will have the mount. And number 10 is Lady Coco Pilato, owned by Justin Flores and Juan Guzman. Gilberto Rosales trains. Mario Trujillo will be in the irons. My top selection in the Mardi Gras is going to be the 9, RF Imperial Choice. Sold at the LQHBA yearling sale last year for $10,500. She is 7-2 on the morning line. Sired by freshman sire Imperial Hint out of RDD Obvious Choice by He's a Fast Dash. I've been a big fan of Imperial Hint. I've liked a lot of his babies that I've seen through the sales. I really like the looks of him too, and really anxious to see what he can do this year with his first crop. RF Imperial Choice was sharp at the break in her trial. Drifted in a bit, but still managed to win easy by a length and a half in the very first Mardi Gras Futurity trial. Honestly, after I saw that and the way I like the Imperial Hint babies, I knew I was probably going to pick this filly here in the finals. Second, I'm going to go to the 6, Uzi, at 3-1. This one, a colt by Freight Train B out of BP One Sweet Policy by One Sweet Jess. Another trial winner here. Broke on top in that one and seemed like one that would like more distance as he seemed to get faster as the race got longer in that one. Ended up winning by 3/4 of a length, so definitely one to look forward to as the races get longer around like the Louisiana Million and maybe even the Sale Futurity and all that later this year. Third, I will take the 3, Corona Two Socks. Another LQHBA yearling for $15,000 last year. This one is 8-1 on the morning line. A colt by Corona's Leaving You out of JLS Carter's Reb by Favorite Cartel. Broke good in the trial, dueled throughout with two others that qualified and just managed to hold on by a nose and set one of the fastest times here for the Mardi Gras Finals. And Corona Two Socks from post 3. And then for 4th, I'll go to the 10 on the far outside. Lady Coco Pilato, a $7,500 yearling in Louisiana last year. She is 9-2 on the morning line. Sired by Mr. Pilato out of Coco Jet Black by Jet Black Patriot. Another trial winner here. Had a decent start in that one, but managed to gather up quickly and was much the best in that trial to win by a length. Like the outside post draw for this one too, and Lady Coco Pilato. So in the Mardi Gras Futurity, I'll go to the 9, RF Imperial Choice on top, the 6, Uzi second, the 3, Corona Two Socks third, and the 10, Lady Coco Pilato in there for 4th. 9-6-3-10 in the Mardi Gras Futurity, and that'll wrap up this episode of the podcast. Hope you all enjoyed this one. Stay tuned for next week. Plenty more stakes race action going on here this spring, and we'll have several places starting to open up, including Sunray Park in Farmington, New Mexico, and Delta Downs later in the month, next month. Next weekend should have finals for the West Texas and New Mexican Spring Futurities from Sunland Park. And that'll be it for me. Thank you all for listening. Talk to you next time.